And welcome to the Intern Shofar Bible Prophecy Podcast. This podcast will be dealing with Magic Mushroom, South Beach Murder, Tamiris Davis, violence, and the ancient Aztec priests. We did a previous episode called In the Days of Noah, Magic Mushrooms, Pharmakia, Murder in Miami, Astrology, and TikTok. In that episode, we did discuss and talked about how Tamiris Davis from Georgia was vacationing down in South Beach and was high on magic mushrooms and came into a restaurant and approached young 21-year-old father Dustin Wakefield and his young wife and his one-year-old son. And he was pointing the gun at the son and was ready to pump some bullets into the one-year-old son. Of course, Dustin Wakefield, being a loving father, begged and pleaded with Davis not to shoot his son. Eventually, Davis ended up shooting Dustin Wakefield several times, which he ended up dying there on the scene. And what was kind of ironic also, too, after he had done it, he was dancing over the dead body, and eventually the police end up catching him, and he stated that he was high on these magic mushrooms, and he felt in power. Just for record also, too, several weeks after that, South Miami Beach has been legislating to make magic mushrooms legal. And despite this incident that occurred, they're going to proceed to try to make that legal. And they said, okay, there's nothing wrong with taking magic mushrooms. There are some psychological benefits. But in this podcast, we really want to discuss some of the background that goes all the way back to the ancient Aztecs and the connection of violence, how these ancient Aztec priests would, before rituals of human sacrifice, that they would partake in ingesting magic mushrooms that would drive them into a violent frenzy, which they would snatch men's hearts out while they are alive. Definitely demonic and connected to the kingdom of darkness. Let's go ahead and let's go to our scriptures. First, want to go to our scriptures, then we're going to dive in. This is definitely connected to the days of Noah, and we want to go to Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. And this is Jesus talking at the Olivet Discourse, and he says, "But as in the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." So he says, as in the days of Noah, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. So the connection of seeing people and scoffers say, they've been saying for years that Jesus said that he's coming back, and he hasn't still come back. But several things that have lined up. Number one, years and years ago, you didn't have the nation of Israel. Now you have the nation of Israel. Now you have Jews that are going back to the nation of Israel. That's number one. Number two, you are seeing signs of the times that are accelerating. And you're seeing these things, especially with drugs. You see people like you see people like Joe Rogan who are pushing psychedelic drugs. You hear entertainers like Seth Rogan who promote magic mushrooms and says that it helps in his creativity. You hear people like Megan Fox, the actress, which made the news and video went viral with her going down to the Amazons taking ayahuasca, which is a psychedelic. And you have even people that are in Silicon Valley that are these tech people. They microdose some of these psychedelics to help them with creativity and all these different music. Some of these different music artists take LSD and other things and all to help creativity. So it is in as in the days of Noah. Let's go over to Genesis. We're going to go over to Genesis chapter 6. And we want to look at verses 5. And then we're going to drop down to verse 11. Genesis chapter 6. So when we look at Genesis chapter 6, and it says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Verse 11, "The earth also was corrupt and before God, and the earth was filled with violence." So we've been seeing reports even in regards coinciding with this pandemic, especially here in America, there's been an increase of violence. We've seen mass shootings have increased. We see what occurred with Tamarius Davis murdering Justin Wakefield Dustin Wakefield down in South Beach, and just other horrendous things have occurred. It's the spirit of the age. Now, going back to as in the days of Noah, when we look at Second Temple Judaism, some of the writings in the literature, especially when we look at First Enoch chapter 8, it talks about how these watchers or these fallen angels begin to teach mankind hidden esoteric knowledge, which they begin to develop certain things to escalate the depravity, and also to escalate destruction upon mankind, weapons of war, but also they begin to teach them the secrets of herbs and cutting herbs and other things in that. And that goes back to pharmakia, which is connected to that. When we want to look at pharmakia, some of the things with pharmakia is known as sorcery or witchcraft. That's one of the words. Pharmakias is known as giving a potion or a druggist or a poisoner or a magician. So a magician that's connected to that. Pharmakios is known as a sorcerer. So we know that we're living, definitely we're seeing the signs of the times occurring. So let's take a look and see some of the history behind magic mushrooms and with the Aztecs. So it is, magic mushrooms is a psychedelic, so it's under psilocybin. Mushrooms have been used for spiritual purposes for centuries. The Aztecs call them Tacacatl, and which means flesh of the gods, because they believed that they ate them. They were able to commune with the gods they worship, and no doubt they were. The Aztecs made thousands of human sacrifices to their gods, and their celebration, which included the use of mushrooms, were cannibalistic and incredibly violent. During a coronation of the feast of Montezuma in 1502, Tianacanta, the divine mushroom, was used to celebrate the event. The war captives were slaughtered in the great numbers to honor Montezuma's ascension to the throne. The flesh was eaten, and the banquet was prepared after the victims' hearts were offered to the gods, and after the sacrifices were over, everyone was bathed in human blood, and raw mushrooms were given to the guests, causing them to go out of their mind in worse state if they had been drunk in great quantity of wine. Many of them took their own lives after taking these raw mushrooms. Aztecs priests were high on mushrooms and would cut the hearts out of their people, and they sacrificed their gods while they were still alive. They used magic mushrooms to induce this set of mindset to be extra violent and to do this to their human sacrifices. So we see pharmakia in play. We see the violence in play. We see even the mindset of Davis when he took Wakefield's life, that he felt empowered. And people, most people in America, when they take these psychedelics, they don't know the history of the occult practices or pagan occult practices that opens you up for demonic possession. And we're seeing an increase of that. And we even see in certain states like Colorado, where it's legal. We've already stated earlier that in South Beach, they're trying to make magic mushrooms legal. We see in the state of Oregon, they've made every known drug that is illegal now legal. You can take anything in that state. And you see certain states where it falls under, if it's a certain religions, they have the religious rights to partake of peyote and ayahuasca and other things and all, because that's their religious practices. But it shows the connection of what's occurring and what will occur in the soon coming future during the great tribulation time, which we'll get into the scripture in Revelation chapter 9. I want to definitely share that. But you can also see several years ago, about over 10 or 11 years ago, these guys here in California, they partook of some magic mushrooms, and the end result was not a pretty sight. In 2010, Jared White and his friend Taylor Powell started fighting after drinking magic mushroom tea. They were friends and mixed martial arts sparring partners, so for them, fighting was nothing new. White began to hallucinate, and he thought he was God, and he thought Powell was Satan, and he thought Powell was demon possessed. He then decided that Powell needed to die. He needed to kill. So Wyatt ripped the skin off Powell's face, tore out his tongue, and then he cut out his still beating heart out of his chest with a knife. And then he proceeded to cook Powell's heart in a wood stove to make sure he stopped the devil. So we see this horrible connection of how Wyatt and Powell had this mushroom tea, eventually began Wyatt to hallucinate and eventually killing his friend. There's been also articles that have been written that mixed martial arts fighters are microdosing magic mushrooms to kind of help them. And we see the violence that takes place, but you're taking those things, you're enhancing and you're enhancing violence. Also too, you're opening up yourself to the spirit world, which you open up yourself to demonic oppression or even demonic possession. So when we go over, I want to go over to Revelation chapter 9. Now we see how the connection of, as in the days of Noah, why I'm waiting to turn to Revelation chapter 9. in regards to, it says that verse 5, that man's thoughts were evil. God saw that man's thoughts were continually. The other thing that we see in verse 11, that the earth was corrupt and it was violent. So we see not just here in America, but just worldwide, how violence is just increasing. It has escalated. It is a sign of the end times. And then Jesus says it is a sign of his second coming, when you see that as in the day, the signs as in the days of Noah, which we're seeing much to be much more prevalent. When we go over to Revelation chapter 9, verse 20, and it says, this is after all these plagues that occur, and men still won't repent. The wrath of God is come upon evil mankind. People are following after the son of perdition, the Antichrist, and his false prophet. They're into so much gross sins and abomination. And even though they're seeing all this judgment, their hearts are so hardened that they won't repent of their sins. So it says, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented of their murderers, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts. So they're not going to repent of murders. So you see people who will just cold blood, just murder somebody, have no remorse, not repented. They're not going to repent of it. And sorceries, pharmakia, you'll see escalation, which we have in regards to the occult practices, also the escalation of partaking of drugs, which we see in our society. And also too, it says, nor other fornications. This is another podcast, this is our teachings that we could teach them, but definitely we see in the Cultural Revolution or the spiritual revolution that took place in the 1960s, definitely drugs and immoral sex are connected. And we see that also in this days and time. So when you open up yourself to taking these psychedelics and under the influence of sorcery or pharmakia, it really opens you up to other avenues of things that are going to occur in your life, and it's not pleasing to God. So we see the connection of magic mushrooms as we continue to go down this path. There's going to be more and more states that are going to make a lot of these drugs legal, because number one, the financial incentive for making money. The word says the love of money is the root of all evil. So right now people are legalizing marijuana for recreational use and for medical use. And there's been studies that shows the connection of people who take marijuana, connection to psychosis. It's just science. People don't want to look at the science behind that. And even with this, you have people that are probably paying off scientists, not to say the real deal occurs with magic mushrooms. But overall, the ringleader of this is the god of this world, Satan, and the principalities that rule over nations, that influence the the minds of mankind. Jesus came that we have may have life and have it more abundantly. I want to go over to John chapter 10, and we want to look at verse 10. John says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." So Jesus comes that you might have life and that you have it more abundantly. He comes when you're born again. He comes that the scales that are over your eyes are taken off, that you're no longer blind, because it talks about in the Word of God that the God of this world has blinded the children of disobedience. So when you come, when you're the children of darkness, you're blinded by your master. You're blinded by the God of this world. But when you come and you're born again into the family of Jesus Christ, he comes in and gives you life, and he comes in and gives you more abundantly, and he opens up your eyes so you can see things from a spiritual perspective. So we're definitely living in the last days. We have to be able to be prayerful. We have to be able to be in our word. We have to be able to be walking in discernment. And we have to make sure that first and foremost that we love truth so much that we won't fall for a lie. This is the End Time Shofar. Gerald, God bless and have a wonderful day.